hopefully I can win this season. But you know what? I think going 0-30 is just as impressive.
Yeah, you know what? You get paid in Keno for not winning ever. So
that's right. That's right. It's really impressive. And that's only if you miss 10 spots. I'm going to miss 30. That's huge. What's up, everybody, and welcome to episode number 43 of With My Next Pick, the show where we draft a random topic and let you guys decide who you think picked the best team. I'm your host, Topa, and I brought two dog enthusiasts with me today. Justin.
Dog enthusiast. All right.
If someone said pick two words to describe Justin and Kevin, I would say dog enthusiasts.
That's fair. Honestly, yeah. I love every dog I've ever met, so including your two idiots.
I was going to say even Fox.
Yeah, even Fox.
And Kevin.
All right, I don't really, yeah, this is, I love dogs too. I used to at one point rescue dogs. I probably had like live with like 10 different dogs in my life. So
cool.
this episode's great. This is a good episode.
Speaking of good episodes, last episode we drafted our favorite video game characters. Kevin won because of his last two picks. His last two picks were very strong. So even though he picked Kirby, which we all agree was a terrible pick.
I don't know where's we all. That's
the universe.
The universe did not agree. A lot of people like Kirby.
Actually, shout out Jared, said he'll kick your ass with any other Super Smash character while using Kirby.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. happening. The With My Next Pick inaugural Super Smash Bros. Tournament. I just made it up.
All right.
Super Smash Bros. 64 tournament.
I volunteer Jared as tribute.
No, Justin.
No.
It's a four-man game, Justin.
I'm absolutely terrible, so Jared will play in my place.
Yeah, but Justin, you're terrible at everything else, too.
Yeah, we still let you be here.
None of this is true. I just smash buttons. It's really bad. I don't even know how to play that game at all.
That's fine. You can still play. Anyways, it was weird this week. The Twitter poll was very different. Normally, like, you might have one or two things. It was a completely opposite on Twitter than it was on the Facebook.
So it was completely opposite?
Correct.
What was different?
Justin won on Twitter.
By a lot, or like...
Not by a lot, but he came in first place on Twitter, and he came in last place by a landslide on the Facebook.
Do you think there was any reason why he might have come in first place on Twitter?
I don't know.
Or I didn't perform as well?
Oh, did he not add Geralt to your...
Yeah, he did not tell people that Geralt was from The Witcher, and so I had two different polls, so that's the only reason I didn't...
You know, we had a limited amount of characters.
Listen, I had to eliminate 11 characters.
The Witcher is approximately 11 characters.
The Witcher's around 11 characters. It made sense.
You could have done Fave, which would have gotten rid of six characters right there instead of Fave.
Could have erased the periods.
Yeah, Chopa's right. There are 18 periods that you didn't need to have in there.
The periods add structural sound. It adds dynamic.
I agree it looks better with the periods. I'm fine with what you did.
Thank you.
It didn't make a difference. It didn't make a difference. Kevin won by so much on Facebook, came in second on Twitter, and I came in second on Facebook and last on Twitter, but I had more votes than Justin, so I didn't come in last, and that's really all that matters to me.
The only thing that matters to me is you still haven't won 13 episodes in the season.
That's true, but I also didn't come in last, which is pretty impressive.
Yeah, but you gotta stop.
But I've come in first more times than you have this season.
I mean, that's fair. I've had zero times. It's not like it's that impressive.
So stop worrying about second place because it gets us nothing.
I'm consistent, if nothing else, and I'm okay with
consistently
that.
Consistently mediocre, like you are funny.
I like that Kevin had somebody write that, and now it's like a thing. Anyway, why don't we do some shout-outs here? I was going to shout out Jared about the Smash Brothers tournament, but apparently Justin didn't read the show notes and just jumped right into that.
No, I did, but we don't have to be super robotic and go dash by dash.
You
here.
Know Topa has to be robotic. You know.
Yeah, I know. If you, God forbid, you throw a monkey
I'm
wrench at his
I'm just curious
plan.
Why I do them if we don't even.
God forbid them. you throw a greasy steak and cheese on his laptop. Jesus Christ.
No, don't even get me started. People, this is important. I need to know. You have a piece of steak and cheese. I'm not ready to accept that steak and cheese because I'm holding a baby. I say, can you put it over there? And I point at the table. On the table. Hold on. Hold on.
There was no can. You said put it over there.
Sorry. I said put it on the table. There are three options on the table. You can A, put it directly on the table. B, put it on the bag that it came out of. Or C, throw it on my laptop. Anybody who picks C, never vote for me again. If you pick C, you're an animal. Who wants a greasy steak and cheese on their laptop? Answer, nobody. And that's the kind of person you're voting for when you vote for Kevin. A person who will throw a greasy steak and cheese on your laptop. with just no regard for human life.
Place a greasy steak and cheese on the laptop.
Place aggressively.
On the clean part of the laptop.
There's no clean part of the laptop. My grubby fingers are on it all the time.
Because I would never in my life want food to come off a table into my mouth. Never. Never.
But the bag is the clear and...
I didn't see the bag.
He had just taken it out of the bag, folks. There was no possible way that that was the best decision. He's an animal. And he says place, but he tossed it so aggressively that a little piece of steak actually came out and was also on the laptop. So there were two separate...
Christopher, if I had placed it down softly on a bed of tissues, it was a steak and cheese from Jersey Mike's. It would food was gonna fall out anyways.
But yeah, but at least it would have been on a plate of tissues and not on my friggin' laptop.
All right.
The man who won't eat a sub off of a table is the same man that eats ass, and that's all I need to say about that.
I was like, to know the exact percentage, but I've lost it. It's probably like 44%. Give or take.
We don't need to go into that. That's neither here nor there.
Can we talk about something a lot? This is going to be a weird segue.
Yeah. Why don't we, hold on, before you segue into that one, let's segue into some other things.
Yeah, why don't you take a few steps before you congratulate someone.
So yeah, before we get to that, let's go from eating butthole to Thorns yeah. Artwork. Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah.
That kind of sounds mean now.
Well, it wasn't meant to be mean. It's just you shouldn't go from a bubble eating to the other thing. So we'll get to the other thing. So we did get artwork. This is great. You know, this is how our podcast grows, right? It's organically. We didn't ask for this. This is fan art, and I hope we start getting more submissions of fan things. So thank you, Thorn, very much for your fan art. That was pretty cool, Thorn. That was really awesome. We didn't get to shout you out last week because. Two idiots got super drunk on margaritas, and then we forgot about it, so...
What about the idiot that got drunk the episode before that?
Yeah, exactly. So, there's a lot of alcohol last week, so there's less alcohol flowing this week. So, thank you, Thorn, very much for that artwork.
And we did say we want fan submissions. We mean, like, artwork or cool things like that. We do not want your list. Please stop sending me your list.
Or dick pics. We don't want the dick pics either.
Forward all dick pics to kevinthomas@gmail.com.
with my next pick @gmail.com. Justin is the one that checks that, so we're good there.
Send forward all dick pics to that email.
It's literally proven that Topa likes to compare dong.
Hasn't been proven.
Those are famous dongs. Those are famous dongs.
Yeah, any famous dongs, send them this way. Also, we were gonna segue from buttholes to this, and now we're gonna segue from dick pics to this. So I think no matter where we go with this, it's never gonna be a clean segue. And I honestly think that's how she would want it. She's a fan.
I agree. So shout out to my cousin Crystal. Just gave birth to her new baby Trinity. She is a avid listener. She tells me all the time, and she loves the podcast. Unfortunately, even though she's my cousin, I think she likes Kevin more than she likes me. Mm. But that's okay. I accept that. But seriously, congratulations, and we wish you the best along that whole road for Trinity's life, at least until she's 18, she's on her own or whatever, however that works.
Yeah, no, I was really excited when I saw the news. It was a little early, but it looks like everybody's doing is happy and healthy, which is great, and we always want our fans to be, I mean, I don't want our fans, but I like Crystal. She's like the one fan that
she's
I tolerate.
She's the one Kevin fan
yeah,
that we have.
Yeah, so, that's in all seriousness, no, congratulations, we wish you the best.
And the one last thing, this shout-out thing is going overboard. Today was the day for Justin's walk, though, so we do want to shout-out you guys. Anybody who donated, thank you so much. It was a good thing for Justin to do. Justin, you should probably be the one talking about this.
Well, hold on. Before you go there, Tope, I just want to make a quick amendment, addendum. Not just thank you to the people that donated from our podcast, but thank you for everybody who donated to this walk. Thank you for everybody who's participated in the walk. Thank you very much for anybody who's ever thought about and looked at and consider donating for Alzheimer's, because again, Justin's lost family members. I've lost family members. Probably millions of people have lost family members. So, you know, it's a big deal, and I really appreciate it. And Justin, I thought it was really cool that you did this walk.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, guys. I was blown away by the support. I personally, for the team, which is pretty much my family, my mother's side of the family, as Kevin just mentioned, we lost our grandmother to it. But I personally, with the help of you guys, raised $730. So that was awesome for me. I set the goal high, but I just didn't want there to be a cap on it. I was expecting, you know, a couple hundred would have been awesome. I was definitely blown away by that, especially only mentioning it a few times and it kind of being short notice. That was awesome. So thank you guys very much. As a team, I believe we raised over $2,000. So
that's awesome.
Good for you. Great job.
Good for you. With my next pick people, they come through, man. They do a good job. I'm really happy, really proud to have you guys listening to us. Anyways, enough of that shit. Kevin, why don't you get to the victory lap?
What the hell was that big metal clang?
I dropped my pen, but I didn't want to say it because you yelled at me last time, but I dropped my pen.
Oh, God. That's three times in a row?
That's three episodes in a row. It's becoming a segment at this point.
You just got gonged, Kevin. Remember the gong show? You come on and sing, and then someone would hit the gong.
I do not remember
that. No, I've never heard of it.
Oh, you guys got to look it up. It's awesome.
Victory lap. All right, my victory lap. So I'd like to first go, again, my victory laps are always going to be insults. So, Justin, I'm really upset with the growth of your beard. You look like a caveman. Your hair is too long. You've gone from what people seem to think was a good-looking dude to some scrubby-looking scruff, and that's probably has to do with your life choices over the last month. So, congratulations. Way to get lazy. Topa, I'm tired of you and your negativity. I try to do something nice for you because your loser couldn't order the right sandwich at the right size, and I shared with you, and I don't want to hear about this little nonsense about where it was placed. It's not my fault. I try to do a good thing. It's the last good thing that I'll ever do for you.
Well, it was the first and the last.
Kevin out.
All right, Kevin, get to your promo.
Tonight's episode is brought to you by the Air Bud franchise. Yes, we are a franchise. You already know and love the original Air Bud, but did you know we have several other movies? No, can honestly say I didn't read this promo beforehand, so we're good. Air Bud Golden Retriever, Air Bud World
Receiver,
Pup.
Idiot, come on.
Air Bud Golden Receiver.
Oh, yeah, Air Bud Golden Receiver, Air Bud World Pup, Air Bud Spikes Back, and even Air Bud Seventh Inning Fetch. That one has a raccoon in it. Okay, that's good information. Please watch these. Please, we really need this, man.
All right. Shout out to the Air Bud, Air Buddies franchise. We appreciate the sponsorship.
I like the little tidbit about the raccoon. That was really important. That was
well, good. It's right good on the cover. He must be important to the movie because he's right on the cover for Seventh Inning Fetch. I've never seen it, but I'm assuming he's a big deal. One thing, maybe the only thing that we here at With My Next Pick can agree on is that, as I mentioned earlier, we're dog enthusiasts. We love dogs, any kinds of dog.
Especially sim dogs.
No, we hate sim dogs. I forgot. Not every kind of dog. We hate dim dogs.
Oh,
so
we love sim dogs, baby.
As the owner of two of the most mediocre dogs in America, one who's a huge jerk and the other one who is dumb as rocks, I like to look at different kinds of dog breeds. And so today, we're going to draft the best different kinds of dog breeds. And Kevin, since you
dog
won,
breeds. Dog breeds.
Dog breeds. Kevin, since you won, somehow, you get to choose the order.
Yeah, let's go with Kevin first, Topa second, Justin third.
Kevin, do you have any rules for this draft? I don't really know how you would, but do you have any rules?
The only rule is there are certain dogs that come in different colors, but they are still the same breed. Mm-hmm. And then there are certain dogs that are different colors and technically kind of sort of different breeds. So I don't think we'll have a ton of that come up, but there are multiple versions of Mastiffs. There are multiple versions of Bulldogs, right? Like, so you got to make sure you're getting you got to get the specific breed. That's really it.
Are like mixed breeds allowed?
Yeah. As long as they're like official mixed breeds.
So you can't be like, yeah, I want to pick like a Husky Lab Poodle mix.
Yeah. Cause that really like, cause if you pick that, you're going to be pissed that with what you get. Like, I'll tell you that. As somebody who's lived with one for 2 months, you're going to be real freaking pissed.
Cal's not a poodle. Anyways, why don't you get us started, Kevin?
All right, I'm going to take the best, and I think technically, if it's not the smartest, it's like top three. Give me a German Shepherd. I'm happy with German Shepherds number one.
And I obviously would have gone German Shepherd first, so.
Yeah, that's my dog. I love German Shepherds. Loved them forever.
I was between two, and you picked one of them, so I'm going to pick the other one. The Golden Retriever. Fucking Air Bud, man. I've always wanted one. I had one for a little while. They're great. They're really smart. They're really good with families. Golden Retrievers.
Blech. I don't really like. I've never been a huge fan of the Golden Retrievers. Well, they're okay. They've shed too much.
So yeah, I have Fox, who sheds more than anything who's ever lived. And Alexa, by the way, who also sheds more than anything I've ever seen. All right, Justin, you get two in a row.
As I often do when you make your rules, Kevin, if there's animals of like different color, but
why don't
same
you
breed,
just pick and we will tell you?
I want to take a lab.
There you go. You're fine. Yeah, there's different color labs, but we're all the same dog. So that's
I want all of them.
You only get the chocolate one. That's it.
Yeah, so I got to be honest. I think the lab, I think, is better than the retriever.
I think so, too.
That's just, like, your opinion, man.
Nah, nope.
And the only reason I'm okay with the last pick is because I get these two back-to-back. I think they're very popular, very well-liked. I'm going to take a Husky to start off the second round.
Oh, God, I don't think you want a Husky.
As the person who owns a part Husky right now, I got to say, I hate the experience.
Yeah, I don't think they're that popular.
Part Husky and Huskies are very different, though.
Pick the two things that Cal's made out of.
Yeah, Justin, I think, honestly, Huskies are the dumbest dogs. If you've ever owned a Husky.
I had a Husky growing up. Bandit. You met Bandit, I'm sure, Justin. Mm-hmm. Growing up, loved him. Best dog I ever had. So I was so excited to get Cal because she had Husky in her. I was wrong. I've never been more wrong. And Cal, she's cute, but she's the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah, and it's not unique.
My cousin Jared has had two Huskies. I've loved them both. I dog sat for him a lot of times, but also we're not submitting this list to the intelligence judges of dogs.
Why do you want a dog that's going to chew through drywall because it's so dumb?
Sometimes a dumb dog is fun, though.
And also, sometimes a dumb dog is because it has dumb owners that can't train dogs.
Mm, not Huskies. I agree with you a lot of times, Justin. I really, truly do. Huskies are, like, so...
I've never seen it. I know multiple people with Huskies, and they do not have issues.
Bandit was a good dog. Cal's just dumb. It's not her fault. All right, with my second pick, I'm going to take Rottweilers. I think they're adorable. They're also good, like, to protect you if you need to be protected. They're smart. They can learn German stuff. So, yeah, give me a Rottweiler.
They can learn German stuff. What German stuff would they learn, Christopher?
You can train your Rottweiler in German if you want to. I actually think I've
heard... Oh, that's what you meant by German stuff?
German, they learn German dungeon porn.
Wasn't sure where you were going with that.
Yeah, they can be trained in German. That's cool. So, give me a Rottweiler. I think it's a great dog.
You know me. If I have my dog breed choices, it's German Shepherd, Rottweiler, and I'm never really sure which one.
I knew Rottweiler wasn't getting back to me. That's why I went with it here.
Yeah, I just think it was a little early. I don't know how popular they are amongst the people, but we'll find out. Because I love them, but I don't know if the people love them as much as I do. All right, I got back-to-back picks here. I'm going to take a dog that, honestly, I don't love that much. I'm not even really a huge fan of what it looks like, but I know it's becoming crazy popular in the United States because of allergies. So give me a Labradoodle. There, like I said, 10 years ago, I don't even know if these dogs existed. And now you see them like every four dogs. There's a damn Labradoodle. So
I don't know what a Labradoodle looks like.
They're pretty intelligent though.
Yeah, yeah. Poodles. I think poodles might be the smartest. I said Germans. I think they're number one. Three. Yeah. I think poodles are the smartest, and labs are pretty smart too.
Is it a lab poodle? Is that what it is?
Yeah, exactly. And the reason it exists is it's hyperallergenic. So if you have dog allergies, like Justin, you won't sneeze and such and whatnot. Then I love. We talked about dumb dogs. This is the most photogenic, videogenic dog there is. Give me an English bulldog. I love those fat bastards. Those sniffling skateboard riding freaks.
I wanted an English bulldog for as long as I can remember. I love the English bulldogs. They're so fat and stupid.
Oh, they're so fat and stupid. They're adorable. I love them.
All right. With my third pick, see, this is, I don't know, man. How do you, I love dogs. I love all of these dogs. So whatever. This dog is ugly cute, which I love. I'm going to take the French version of the bulldog. It's so dumb looking with its underbite and its big ass ears, but they are so cute in a ugly way. So I'm going to take the French bulldog.
Taking the Frenchie. Hey, Justin, we got two polls we got to put up, right? English versus Frenchie bulldogs?
That's not even a contest. English is way better.
They were picked back to back. It makes sense. Shut the hell up. Second one is Labrador versus Golden Retriever. Make it happen.
Gotcha. All right, so with my back-to-back picks here.
They were picked back-to-back. It's a perfect comparison. Like, what's wrong with you?
Conceding that English Bulldog is better right away. Nobody's. So no,
Christopher, you don't have to get so defensive. That's not. I just wanted to put it out there because they were picked back-to-back. It's okay.
I hate this guy. He loves to put up the polls. He likes to put up the polls that he knows he's going to win. He's not stupid. Oh, although we act stupid and look stupid.
I put up Link versus Pikachu, didn't I?
I did.
No, you didn't.
Oh, all right.
I put it on Instagram. Justin put it on Twitter.
It's not going to say French Bulldog in parentheses Topa, English Bulldog in parentheses Kevin. It's just going to say French and English.
It has nothing to do with that. It just has to do with, like, it's like putting up, like, I don't know. I'm trying to think of one thing that's way better than something else.
Kevin versus Topa.
Yeah, it'd be a landslide victory for Topa. That's what I'm saying. No, like, it's not.
We're going to put that to the test. We got three polls this week, baby. It's going to be a busy week. All right. For my back-to-back here, I'm going to take a boxer. I love boxers. Think they're very... good dogs. And then I'm going to take, I disagree with you that you said English Bulldogs are the most photogenic. I don't know if you've ever looked up videos or pictures of corgis. But those are funny and very, very cute videos. Talk about just pure bliss and happiness would be just me sitting in a field of just a bunch of corgis.
No way.
Yes,
a field of corgis.
Corgis are nice. I'm not arguing. We all like all these dogs, right? I'm not going to. There's maybe one dog that'll get picked that I'll be like, no, that dog sucks. but there's no chance in hell that corgis are more photogenic than English bulldogs. No way. That's just stupid talk.
I think you obviously haven't watched videos of these corgis. Nah. Like, you haven't cute videos of corgis because... Dude,
Justin, I'm too young for YouTube. Okay, I'm on the TikTok. That's where I go for my videos.
People love corgis, Justin. That's a good pick. Boxers are just so dumb and slobbery, but they are cute. But corgis are on the upswing. People freaking love corgis.
It's on the upswing.
Brooklyn 99. Cheddar is a corgi. All right. Well, with my fourth pick, I'm going to pick, this might be a controversial pick, but you know what? I do things because I like these dogs. I'm going to take pit bulls. I think they get a bad rap.
Oh, they definitely get a bad rap.
Everyone, oh, pit bulls are terrible. They're terrible. They're great dogs. And if you treat them right and you raise them right, they're good family dogs. And so I'm going to take a pit bull.
Toba, I'm calling it right now. You're going to win this week. And it's exclusively because you took pit bulls, because it has been like 180 where people were against pit bulls for so long. And now people are rescuing pit bulls and everything. I think you just won with that pick. I do.
I think it's still 50-50. I think that a lot of people are still against him. I don't disagree with you, Christopher. I just think that Kevin's wrong. It did not take a complete 180. It's like on the fence now. Some people are like, I need all the pit bulls. Give me all the pit bulls. And other people are like...
So I think that people in our demographic have definitely... are more on the, like, we love...
And them. Who's the ones that are voting on this?
Exactly. Oh, I think people from, you know, under... 35 are big, you know, pit bulls are great. What are you guys talking about? And I think the older people still see them as like killing machines. And
yeah, I agree.
They're really nice.
I agree. I think there's a decent chance, Topa, because you went out, I'm going to put up air quotes, you went out on a limb by taking the pit bulls. I truly believe that you might have actually finally broken the curse. We'll see what you do with the last two picks, because they're probably going to be terrible. But
yeah,
you know.
Well, yeah, I'll always shoot myself in the foot. That's what I'm here for.
Yeah. All right. I get my next two picks, and I'm going to take two very different, very contrasting dogs. I'm going to take a Yorkshire Terrier, and I'm going to take a Great Dane. Like, two opposite sizes.
That was literally my next two picks. I hate you.
I love Great Danes. The Dalmatian-looking Great Danes, and I always thought they were a mix of Dalmatian and Great Dane. No, it's just type of breed. People, if you haven't seen these, go on the internet, take a look. They are the most majestic, beautiful creatures ever. They probably cost a fortune, so I'll never have one. But Dalmatian-looking Great Danes, oh, they're awesome, and I want.
And you gotta—I mean, not to mention they gotta pay for them plus all their medical bills because they're huge, and then they also eat so much. I did not have Yorkie on my list, but Great Dane was my next pick, so that's a good one on you right there.
Yeah,
Scooby-Doo's a Great Dane, man. You know how I feel about Scooby-Doo. But since I can't have Great Danes, I'm gonna take. When you were a kid, if you didn't want one of these dogs, you're probably a liar or you're a terrorist. I'm going to pick Dalmatians.
I knew you were going to do that, Topa. Why you? I just gave you pit bulls and I knew you were going to take a bad pick. What are you doing?
What's wrong with Dalmatians?
Dalmatians are hot. No, they're highly aggressive.
No one likes them.
Yeah.
They're bad.
They're adorable.
After the movie came out, people went and rushed and got them. And then all kids were getting attacked.
I know that Dalmatians are not good family dogs, but that doesn't mean they're not cool.
Ugh.
And this list isn't best family dogs. This list is best dogs. Dalmatians work in fire stations, which is super cool. 101 Dalmatians is really cool. They look cool. I'm taking the Dalmatian. I understand that they're not good family dogs, but that doesn't mean they're not good dogs. What if you were like Kevin and you're never going to have a family because no one will ever love you?
Justin, do you have a pick?
No, I kind of want to sit in that for a minute.
Yeah.
That was brutal.
Come in my Dalmatian pick.
Yeah, don't come in his Dalmatian pick, because he'll just wreck your whole life. Jeez. Listen, listeners of With My Next Pick, if you're out there, if you're a single woman looking for a young, strapping gentleman to settle down, build a home and a family with, Kevin is your man.
No, I'm not.
I promise you.
No. I want to be very clear on this. I am not your man. You might settle for me. That's possible. But I am not your man. That is not how that
You're right. Let me retry. If you've
given up hope. If you've given up hope.
5 to 40 years old and you haven't found anyone yet.
If you've swung and missed time and time again and you're just willing to take anything in at this point, like rescuing a dog, Kevin is available.
If you are a foreign national and you are looking for citizenship, give me a call. We can work something out.
That's good. All right. Let's calm down. Okay. Reel it in. With my next pick, I'm going to take... Oh, God. I can't take these. They're so freaking annoying. I hope one of you guys pick them so I can make fun of you. I'm going to take a Border Collie.
Wait, is that Lassie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's a Border Collie. She's a
collie. Sorry. Yeah. Yep. And then I'm going to take an Australian Shepherd.
You son of a bitch. Ugh. How dare you?
The good thing is I don't think a lot of people know that. Not very popular here.
Fox is an Australian
and
Shepherd.
And you two idiots are not allowed to post pictures to get to
oh,
influence.
We're allowed to. Okay, that you didn't say that in the rules.
I was gonna pick Australian Shepherd with my last pick because that's what Fox is. Actually, she's a Border Collie Australian Shepherd, so you took both of her things, and then I was gonna post pictures of her all week on the Instagram and try to boost my rating a little bit.
No.
You can still post the pictures of her
as the owner of an Australian Shepherd. Beautiful dog, smart dog. Such an asshole, though. She's so stubborn that she will be on her way to the couch to, like, come sit with you, and you'll say, oh, Fox, come here, Fox, and she'll turn around and go the other way just because she doesn't want to listen to you. Worst dog, but also the best dog. That's a good pick, you ass.
Well, I didn't get my German Shepherd because Kevin's an ass, so blame him.
It's fair. I do blame Kevin. I like to blame Kevin for things. All right, with my last pick, now that I've been thrown completely for a loop...
It can't be worse. Whatever you were going to take is not going to be worse than the Dalmatian, so you're good.
Dalmatian's a good pick. You're an idiot.
I hope he actually picks something worse than a Dalmatian.
There's only one other dog. It's only
so
one.
Those are, like, dumb and cute. I might get votes for that, but they're so ugly. I hate them. Fuck it. I'm going to take them. I'm going to take pugs.
Yes! He did it! He took the only dog that was worse!
Why is the pug worse? Exactly.
Oh, God. Pugs are the worst. They stink. They smell. People... This is another
dog. Why do
they
smell? What about them smells?
They just are smelly ass dogs. They're just gross. It's like an English, like English bulldogs are fart and they smell too, but they're so cute and they skateboard and they.
Pugs are cute though. Pugs are cute. They, much like Frenchies, pugs are ugly cute. I think ugly cute is in these days. Mm-mm. It's like ironic.
If ugly cute was in, then I would be married.
Yeah, but you're not even ugly. You're not ugly cute.
No,
though.
You're just ugly, ugly. You're ugly, hideous.
All right, your last pick.
Pugs, you literally, God damn, Toby, you had it. You were doing so well.
I like this list. I
and
don't care.
And Dalmatian and Pug are terrible last two picks.
What if I had picked St. Bernard? Would that have been better?
Yeah, so I'm debating between St. Bernard and a Newfoundland right now. So those both would have been better.
Those were both, coincidentally, my next two picks we had continued to go on. I picked the pug because I'm cool.
I'm debating between a Bull Mastiff, Newfoundland, and St. Bernard. I like to go big and go home. Bull Mastiff is the dog from Sandlot. What was his name? Hercules? I think it was. Maybe.
Yeah. I wanted to say Moose, but that's not right.
A St. Bernard is the dog from...
Beethoven.
Beethoven, baby. And then a Newfoundland. I don't know if there's ever been a Newfoundland and a dog.
But no, but they are awesome.
Yeah, they Newfoundlands are awesome. I'm going to take a St. Bernard. I'm going to take a St. Bernard. Give me Beethoven. Put Beethoven in parentheses. I win.
I will not put Beethoven in parentheses because it's not famous dogs. Otherwise, I got Air Bud and I automatically win.
Yeah, I can't really argue that. No.
All right, Kevin, you had the first pick. You took German Shepherds, Labradoodles, English Bulldogs. You should leave this part in where Fox barks over the recording because that'll be nice for the dog episode. Anyways, like I said, German Shepherd, Labradoodle, English Bulldog, Yorkshire Terrier, Great Dane, and St. Bernard.
Yeah, I really... was planning on using this time to build up Topa because it's been such a long time since he's found a victory, but I just can't do it. He bumbled the end of the draft so horribly. So it's a two-man race between me and Justin.
No, if anything I've known over the years is that you trying to help me usually doesn't end well. With the second pick, I took the Golden Retriever, the Rottweiler, French Bulldogs, Pit Bulls, Dalmatians, and Pugs. I didn't know anything about Pugs being smelly. All right. But ferrets smell bad and people still buy those.
Not really. Not anymore.
Dalmatians, I knew that they were dicks, but if you don't have a family and you want a cool looking dog, that's probably really smart. Take a Dalmatian. The rest of my list, I love. I'm very happy with my first four picks and I'm not really mad about the last two either. So I said this last week, I thought I felt pretty good about it. This week, I feel decent about it at the very least. I'll get Cruella DeVille's vote.
No, she hated Dalmatians, you idiot.
But she loved the fur. She wanted to make a coat out of them. All right, Justin, you had the last pick. You took Labs, Huskies, Boxers, Corgis, Border Collies, and Australian Shepherds.
Yeah, I got five of my six favorite dogs, obviously, with the one missing being a German Shepherd. So
wait, hold on. Did you actually get five of your six? Was an Australian on your... For five? For
yeah.
Years? Really?
Okay. Yeah, I bought... I went to Pennsylvania and got an Australian Shepherd. Brantley was an Brantley. Australian Shepherd.
Brantley. Oh, okay. Right. I heard of Brantley, but you know, I didn't get
not
it.
As big a dick as Fox, luckily.
Nowhere near, actually. Way better dog.
Well, just not a dick.
Yeah. Okay.
Just not a dick.
I didn't mean to hurt your feelings there. Just not a dick. Really happy with my list. I think I definitely won this week, but we'll see.
I don't know, Justin. I like your list, but the fact that I got Germans might really tip the scales in my favor. German. I think Germans are like the most popular breed in America.
Germans and English Bulldog is a very solid thing.
I also think I have some popular.
No, you do. I think we all have, I mean, they're dogs, for Christ's sakes. The only thing, my only issue with your list, Justin, is I think Border Collies and Australian Shepherds are very similar, and so maybe that doesn't help. But what the hell do I know? You want to read our review?
Dog people are super particular, and what the hell do you know?
Review-oos.
So this episode's review is from a job seeker. Listen twice a week, even if you hate sports. I'm not a huge sports fan, so never thought I'd like a show about draft picks, but these are so good. Everything from best breakfast cereal to best solo music acts, it's stuff I actually have an opinion on, so I love hearing the teams they're picking. And it's fun to be involved voting on which team is the best. Sometimes it's a close call, and sometimes one of them wins by a landslide. That's fun when it's a team I agree with. Topa has an awesome voice. Kevin's research is so funny to me. Oh god, someone said Kevin's funny.
I like this review.
I hear the other guy's a personal trainer. Give this a shot. I guarantee it will make you laugh and give you that warm and fuzzy feeling we all need right now.
Well, thank you, a job seeker, for that review.
Yeah, by the way, you can get that warm and fuzzy feeling from a bottle of tequila, too. So you don't really need us for that.
This might be the hardest draft to vote on because there are so... I mean, everybody loves dogs. It's going to be hard to say, I want you to look in the face of a golden retriever and tell him he's not as good as a German Shepherd. You can't. So... I think this is going to be a tough one, so make
Topa,
sure
you
vote.
Do that. Topa, I live with you. You do that every single day between Fox and Cal. Every day!
Well, Fox is so clearly superior to Cal. It's not my fault.
So, when we put this list out, people are going to be able to pick a favorite.
I'm going to put a picture. I'll put a picture of Cal up for Justin's list. That'll really put a damper on his first two picks. Maybe I'll put a picture of her pooping everywhere.
I was going to say, Cal looks cute, so you gotta have a whole backstory with it, too.
A little sample of how bad her breath though he smells. Anyway,
hey, let's not be rude. I already have a picture of Lila ready to go, and Kevin picked German Shepherd, so
I think we
relax.
Keep that picture of Lila on the wayside till after the voting. Anyways, leave us a review. If we like it, we'll read it here. Again, don't forget to vote. This is going to be a tough one, we know, but you're going to have to do what you can do. Hopefully I can win this season, but you know what? I think going 0 for 30 is just as impressive.
Yeah, you know what? You get paid in Keno for not winning ever, so...
That's right. That's right. It's really impressive. And that's only if you miss 10 spots. I'm going to miss 30. That's huge. Anyways, this episode will be out on Monday. The poll will be released on Tuesday on Facebook and Twitter, at With My Next Pick. For Justin and Kevin, I'm Topa. See you next time.
Who let the dogs out?